Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing this back to 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Join me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one from my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ken Grombach is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, actually original founding member, and the original, and I guess maybe even the one and only demographer on the show. We've got some other folks who keep up with it, but he's our go-to guy when it comes to demographics, and he's just getting better and better all the time, Ken. Ken's book, by the way, folks, is The Age Curve. That's the new one. How's the other one coming out, Ken?
I pulled the trigger, and it's at the publisher.
All right.
The publishers get very cranky, but you know about that.
Absolutely. I'm married to my publisher, so I know what you mean. So, we expect to launch it on the show now. Don't forget that.
Thank you, my friend.
So, all right, we're talking about Gen Y. We're talking about Generation Y. We're talking about the millennials, the digital natives, the ones that are in between 10 and 29. But the ones we're really focused on right now are the ones who are in the workplace, right, Ken? Because they're starting to have an impact. I'm feeling it. I'm noticing it. I employ Gen Y. Some of my team are members of Gen Y, and I'm, you know, they're really having an impact. And in fact, I just, you know, one of our employees just rotated out of Gen Y. Well, I guess she's still Gen Y, but she just had a birthday, so she's not 29 anymore. This generation is more different, in my opinion, than the generation before them, than any other generation, I believe, in the history of generations. What do you think?
Exactly. What you have, Jim, is you have the baby boomers, and right in the shadow of the baby boomers, you have Generation X that was born 65 to 84. And they're a much smaller group. They're about 12% smaller than the boomers. So yeah, they followed in the shadow of the boomers, and pretty much, except for their cyber abilities, had the same culture as the boomers, listened to the same music. Now
very
you have Generation
similar,
Y.
Yeah.
Yeah, Generation Y comes along, and they walk to the beat of their own drum. They have their own music. They will be impossible to market to, and that plays right into the hand of the theme of your book. They take breaks. They work in spurts. My daughter tried to explain it to me. She said, "Dad, I need to take a break." I said, "You just got here." She said, "But I just did a bunch of stuff, and I did it about twice as fast as anybody else."
Oh no! I'm just thinking. Yeah, I mean, you're right. And you know, one of the things that I have on some of the folks I have on the show quite a lot, are people who are engagement experts, and they're talking about how to get employees to be engaged and how to develop an environment where you have engaged employees, et cetera, et cetera. And the more we do this, I have to start thinking. Wait a minute, Gen Y by definition is unengaged.
Yeah, absolutely unengaged. They're strange.
Let me say this. Here's one of the reasons, folks. Now, these aren't put downs at all. We're not disparaging these folks. We're just talking about the way they are. If you've got a generation, Ken, who we already have said before they even got in the job market years ago, you and I probably said that these kids are going to have seven or eight or maybe more jobs in their lives. If you know going into your first job that you're only going to be there two or three years because you're going to have all these jobs in your life, how are you going to engage? What would make you want to engage?
Well, I'm hoping that's not the case. I'm hoping it's not the case by sheer virtue of the size of this generation, that they will come to realize that they cannot do the job hopping that Generation X did, because
right.
Generation for every For every 10 jobs that were offered to Generation X, there were only 8 Generation Xers. Right now, for every 10 jobs being offered to Generation Y, there are 20 Generation Y young people.
So you think reality is going to change that? And I think you're probably right. What do you think about one of the things that I've noticed is I'm starting to notice that as the Gen Y is in the marketplace, they're starting and as they establish themselves a little bit, I'm starting to get the feeling that they think I live in their world instead of the other way around. What do you think?
Well, yeah, they're from another planet, and they do not. We're as boomers. You and I are boomers. No. We our thought process are the way we do work, the way we come to work, the way we leave work, the way we have friends, the way we have relationships. Everything different. They may think that we're in their world, but if they speak to us, we're not understanding them.
Well, but the reason I say that is whenever you and I were working for our bosses, they became our mentors. They were our bosses. We listened to them. We took our content and our context from them because we knew we needed that, right? Sometimes when you're dealing, whether you're being a customer or an employer, when you're dealing with them and you talk to them about improving themselves or things that they need to know, they look at you like, what could I possibly learn from you?
I fear that we have a lot of that in our future, absolutely.
No, well, and that's what I mean when I say that sometimes they act like we live in their world. And it's not quite there yet. Now, it's going to be that way in maybe 10 or 15 years, but it's not quite there yet, my friends, my Gen Y friends. You're still, as long as I'm making the payroll, you're still in my world. Tintail, right back with Ken Grombach. Stay with us. KGCDirect.com is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.